And the Lord, He's going to make your voice like a trumpet. And every time you open your mouth, the Lord's going to fill it. Every witness, every time you go to people who need Jesus, you've been afraid to speak to some people about the Lord. I don't know if it's children or if it's family or neighbors or what, but you've been afraid to talk to some people about the Lord. But God says, do not be afraid. For when you open your mouth, it'll be like a shout. And the power of God will come through you, just like Gideon when he had the 300. And they broke those bottles. And they sounded the trumpet. And the enemy made it sound like there was thousands of Israelites when there really was just 300. God's going to magnify your voice. There's just going to be an anointing on it. God says, go to those people who you've been wanting to go to. And He'll fill you. He'll fill you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the shout come into my brother. Shoo. Hallelujah. Now what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to lay hands on you. I'm not going to spend long. I'm just going to come by and just activate the gift of God that's in you. And the power of God's going to come on you by faith. There's going to be anointing to serve and anointing to walk out in righteousness, everything God has done for you. Hallelujah. For just a moment, let's keep this music like it is, Adam. For just this moment, let's just keep it like it is. Because there's a hovering of the Holy Spirit. And then we're going to go into some more worship in a minute. But let the Holy Spirit work. He's working. He's working. He's working. I need guys to help me. The second row, if y'all just back up just a little bit so we have room for these folks. Father, in the name of Jesus. Sister. Wow. Fire. Father, fire. Fire. Ooh. Fire. Healing. Oh. Oh. Fire. Fire. Oh, shut up, Baba. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, Jeff. Ha, ha, ha. Whew. Father, set my brother on fire. Fire! Heal. Fire. 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 Ooh, Shapa. Dreams. Transformation. Fire, God. Ha, 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 ha. Fire. Fire. Ooh. Fire. 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 Son, you'll never forget this. Listen to me, Andrew. You have a great plan for your life, son. The hand of God has been on you since a little boy. God has brought people into your life. They've come into your life because God's put them there. And there's a real transformation coming in you. You're a good boy. God's got a great plan for you. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's time. It's time, my friend. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, that's the presence of God on you, Andrew. Look at that. Folks, the trembling of the Holy Spirit. You ain't ever going to be the same. You're going to remember this moment all your life. When you start to sway away from God, all of a sudden God's going to bring this remembrance back to you. You're going to remember there's a God because He's going to touch you and put fire in you. Show. Your sweetheart. There you go. It's all right. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Father. Ooh. Come here, Autumn. Father, in Jesus' name. Bless her. Bless her. Father, touch my brother. Greater anointing on him. Thank you for the gift of God. Set him afire. Everything they're supposed to be. Everything they're supposed to be. Change the world. Fire. Ooh, Jenny. My God. That's it, sweetie. That's it. That's it. That's it. The rest of you come over here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray the power of the Holy Spirit. Fire on my brother. Set her afire, God. Ha ha ha. Set her on fire. Sister. Bless you. There's a sweetness about you. Fire. Father, in the name of Jesus. Ho. Fire. Lord, just like days of old. Fire! Ho! Hallelujah. Shut up. Show! Ha-ha. Fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoo. Shoo. Holy Ghost. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Come here, Ryan. Father, favor in his business. Favor with all that he does. Set him afire again. Burn and burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. There's this song that comes to mind when I look at you. It goes like this. It says, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and all that God desires. Fire! Shoo! Ha ha! Come here, son. Shoo. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name. Shoo. Fire. Hallelujah. Fire. Hallelujah. Come here, Monica. Hallelujah. That's it. The spirit of prophecy is going to come on you. And you're going to find yourself walking around the house, and the spirit of prophecy is going to come on you. You're going to prophesy. You're going to prophesy over your family. You're going to prophesy over your children. You're going to prophesy. You're going to prophesy over your region. Prophesy over your neighborhood. You're going to prophesy things in. Provision. Everything. Healing. Everything that's ever needed. God's going to allow you to begin to use the spirit of prophecy for the provision in your life. Father, Holy Spirit, fire. Shoo. Shoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Fire. Father, fire. 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 Holy Ghost, fire. 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 There it is. There it is. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Fresh touch. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh, fresh, fresh. There's a joy on you that has been on you for the last few days. It came when you came in under that tent. And when you came in under that tent, the joy of the Lord hit you. And it's been on you for about 4 days. And it's over. It's overcoming. It's just, it's like a floodgate. God is about, listen, I remember when I first saw you. I saw the oppression that was on in your life. The enemy tried to steal what he was trying to steal from you. But now, God, there's a new, fresh joy that's coming on you. And Father, in Jesus' name, let it be the strength of his life. Equip! Show! Fire! Anointing! Fire! Hallelujah! Fire! Ooh. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Fire, God. Come on, my brother. Fire. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Fire. Fire. Oh. Holy Spirit, fire. Father, fire. Ooh. Fire. Fire. Ha. Ha ha ha. Fire. And anointing. Fire. Fire. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 My sweetie. Jesus. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, touch his body in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Bottom of his feet, the top of his head. Jesus' name. Father, healing, power, anointing on my brother. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, Nick. Lift your hands. Father, fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, touch my brother. Fire! Fire! Come here, Joe. Put your hands, brother. New season, new season. Fire! Come here, Jordan. Drunk! 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 Shoo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else that I'm missing? One. Austin, come here. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my, fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fire. Ho. Men, I need a couple men. A couple men. There's Sandy. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus. Come on, guys. Matt. Hallelujah. Tim, I really feel like there's a promotion coming into your life. I don't know if it's work. I don't know if it's spiritual. I don't know if it's financial. But there's a promotion that's coming. Where's your wife? Come here. There's a big promotion coming your way. There's a big promotion. I don't know if it's spiritual, financial. I don't know if it's job. I have no idea. All I know, the Lord said, there's promotion coming. He's taking you out of a place that's kind of been mundane. Not bad. But He's going to elevate you to another plane because of your faithfulness. And it's a promotion. Father, let the fire of God come like it never has before. Show me knowing Him. Oh, that's it. Woo! Come here, Robin. I love this lady. I love this lady. Father. See, the Holy Ghost is already on you. John's going to have to drive home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stealing all your band members, Adam. They're all falling out in the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand, son. Fire! Ho! Stand. Hallelujah.
Pray for Delbert Gasser.
Okay. I will. Hallelujah. Here's my prayer for you. My prayer for you is that the Holy Ghost just tears you up. Just wreck you. Tear your world up. And set it right side up. You've always been in the background, Stan, and God has seen that. You've endured some stuff. You've had some personal battles. Things that no one here knows about. Not even me. But the fire of God's going to come on you. You're going to be laying in your bed and the Holy Ghost is going to hit you. And you're going to pray in tongues for hours. You're going to feel the compunction to pray for the sick. You say, well, that's not me. That's outside my personality. I know it's not. That's why God's choosing you. Because it's not you. Fire! Oh, shana, ba, 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 ba. Oh, I felt that. Come here, Adam. Y'all love Adam. The dogs ain't even safe today, bro. Nobody's getting out of here without prayer today. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, friend. Father, let the blessing of God come upon Adam. I pray the fire of God comes on him. And there's an anointing that rises up out of him like sap in a tree. And that he'll ooze like sap in a tree. His worship will be effortless because it'll be so Holy Spirit driven. So let the anointing just fall on Him again. Continue to fall. Fire! Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I felt that. Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Folks, this is the tangible presence of God. This is the face of revival. Delbert, the Lord just spoke to me while I was standing there. Because somebody mentioned it. He said, don't forget to pray for Delbert. But I was standing there. The Lord spoke to me and said, just as you have de-skunked those skunks you used to catch, God's going to use you to de-skunk people's lives. There's some people God's going to bring your way, my friend. And the testimony of God's provision over your life and God's preservation of your life. It's going to be a testimony. And it's like when you catch those skunks and you de-skunk them. And all of a sudden, those skunks get away and they no longer have no stinker. Huh? That's what God has done. He's de-skunked us all. But God's going to use you to do that. And there's a fire coming on you and an anointing that's coming on you. A fire. Like you felt like when you was a young man. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is coming on you. There's a fire. Shh. Fire. Shh. Oh, my brother. Ooh. Shh. Ha, ha, ha. Healing. Healing. Shh. Oh. Shh. Ooh. Shh. Hallelujah. It's like taking a drink of water. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of revival. Do you hear it? Sure beats laying on that wall, doesn't it? She needs this, y'all. Y'all don't know how much she needs this. She needs this laugh. Hallelujah. You can stay as long as you like. I have one question for you this morning before you leave. I want you to hear me. The Holy Spirit is saying, how deep do you want to go? How deep do you want to go? You can wade to your ankles deep and then run back out. You can get into your waist and then run back out. You can get up to where you're finally standing to your neck and you can run back out. Or you can get in a river and let the Holy Spirit have His way and let the river take us where the river wants to take us. Because the Bible says that he that's planted by a river shall in good season produce good fruit. His leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Oh, peace coming down from the Father. Ever I pray in endless levels of love. I want you all to reach your hands out toward Melissa. Holy Ghost. Melissa, God says He loves you. And He says He wants to love you like no other. Even through all disappointment, healing. Healing, healing, healing. Allah Rabbakura Bakatala. That's it. That's it. Just the Holy Ghost. Just the Holy Ghost. You say, Pastor, what's happening? We're just hosting the presence of God. We're just being a host to the Spirit of God. We're just hosting His presence. There's no effort to it. You just flow with it. You just... Hallelujah. When them people stood around that tent on Thursday night, and we went to the north and the south and the east and west, and all of a sudden we began to cry out, begin to speak to the principalities and powers all around that tent, I could feel the God breaking things in the spirit. God has given us favor as a healing place. This is what our neighbors need. This is what our children need. This is what the people we work with need. This is what our city needs. Powerful move. You're welcome to stay as long as you want to stay. But if you get up to go, please be reverent of the presence of God that's here. If you want to talk, please go out to the foyer. Just let the presence of God just remain in here for those that are being ministered to. You could lay and talk and or lay before the Lord, speak to the Lord. Allow Him to do what He wants to do in here. If you have to go, we understand. Please let the fellowship happen out there. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. hand. Hold my hand. Jaden, this is the altar of the Lord. When people have needs, this is where they come. When they're hurting, it's where they come. When they need healing, it's where they come. In the Old Testament, is where God, the altar was where sacrifice was made. They would take a lamb or a bull or a goat, and they would sacrifice that bull. And they would let the blood run out of it. And they would take the blood and they'd bring it into the Holy of Holies, which was the altar of God where His presence was. The high priest would walk it in and he'd sprinkle blood on that altar. It was an offering for the sins of the people. But before they got to the altar, they had to go through what was called the holy place. And in that holy place before the altar, there was a table of showbread. And that bread was there were 12 pieces of bread. It was representative of the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. And the bread was representative that God would take care of every tribe. The Bible said Jesus is the bread of life. And then there was the candelabra. I don't know if you've ever seen a candelabra. And it would be burning. It was illuminated with oil. That oil was illumination, was the light and presence of God. And then there'd be the altar of incense, which was an altar that they put coals and incense on the altar. And that incense would go up, and it was an aroma. And it was the prayers of the saints. All of that around the altar. All of that around the altar. And then the high priest would take that blood into the altar and he'd sprinkle it on the altar for forgiveness and for the provision of the people and for everything they needed. And then one day, when Jesus was on the cross, when he died, the Bible says the veil of that altar split right in two and opened up. Right when Jesus died on the cross. And before then, only the high priest could go in there. Only the high priest. But what it did was, it gave access to everybody. Now the altar of God is access to everyone. And so there's nothing that can happen in your life that you can't bring to this altar. Because the Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. We believe in God's going to heal your body, son. As you walk this altar, you have a right to be here because you're a child of God. You have a right to be here. You have a right to ask God for your healing. You have a right to ask God that He would touch you. And He's going to heal you. And it's going to be a moment in your life you never forget. And when you get older, you're going to look back and say, God touched me, and I'll never forget it. And when you get older and you have children and you're praying for your kids, you're going to say, God, just like you touched me on that September day at River Valley, I pray you touch my children. God, just like you touched me on that day at River Valley, I pray that you help me through this situation. And it's going to be a memorial for your life. The healing power of the Holy Spirit is going to come on you. Because there's people that are sitting out here that believe that. Would you all reach your hands out toward Jaden? Father, we just command this body to line up with the Holy Spirit and the way He was created. We pray, God, that the Holy Ghost would come upon him and overshadow him. Healing is the children's bread. 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 Holy Ghost. That's it. Healing. Healing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I love you, buddy.